When you are a high-achieving woman who is accomplished in your career but no longer happy in that career, it is so easy to think that you can simply solve your career dissatisfaction on your own. However, that usually just leads to you feeling stuck in that job that's making you unhappy. So in this episode of the podcast, I am sharing three specific ways that trying to DIY your career pivot sabotages you and actually keeps you from making a successful career pivot. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who is stuck in a career that is draining the life out of her, has no idea what else she could do, and has been waiting for things to change for way too long. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from being unhappy in a job that drained me, sitting in a windowless office, wondering if this is all my life was really meant to be about, to building a career I've genuinely loved and thrived in for over 12 years now. I know what it feels like to go from drained and stuck at work to doing work that genuinely lights you up and fulfills you, and I'm here to help you do the same. Whether you're ready to pivot into a whole new career path or step into the role and recognition you've already earned in your career, this is where you are going to get clear on who you are, what fulfillment looks like for you, and how to make it happen with faith as the foundation. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. Today we're talking about sabotage, self-sabotage when you are making a career pivot, especially if you are a woman who identifies as being a high achiever. And I know that at least I personally often see that term high achiever out in the internet streets quite often, and it can tend to mean different things to different people. Whenever I use that phrase, I honestly think of myself, okay? Like, high achievers are the women who we just want to do all the things all the time and reach all the milestones as fast as possible. We might be hard at giving ourselves grace when we make mistakes. We have high standards for ourselves. We want to smash records if possible, right? We want to meet the awards. We prioritize excellence for ourselves in the work that we do. If a problem is in front of us, we're solving it. Okay, like, what are we wasting time talking back and forth for? No, let's solve the problem and move on. Like, if we're in a meeting and we're just chit-chatting, no, what is the purpose of this meeting? Let's waste the agenda. Let's get things done and keep it moving, right? It's you want the promotion, the influence, the impact, the salary increase in your career. Like, you are aiming for things. Like, if I think of myself, so if you are new here, you may not know this, but I was a professor for 7 years right up until last year. And going into my job being a professor, this is a side story, by the way. We're going to talk about high achievers, but I want to give you a picture of what it means to be a high achiever, okay? So going into my role as a professor, I knew that I was not going to be a professor long term. Like, I actually loved the work, but you may have also heard me say the story of I almost did not become a professor because I didn't think that I could do research. So I came in thinking, oh, I'll just do maybe 3 years and go because I might not be good at the research. I might not have the skills, right? I almost didn't even apply for the job, but I did apply, became a professor, and I started thinking, okay, you know what? 3 years and I'm out. One, I didn't think I would be successful, which is part of why I gave myself that timeline. Two, candidly, what I had seen my mentors doing, I was like, oh, this is a rat race. I like teaching, but that research cycle to me was not sustainable long term. But I still loved most of the job, so I went into it anyway. Come to find out, I was great at research, y'all. I won an award for my research. I secured a $3 million federal grant. Research was not my problem. But I think about 2 years into being a professor, I heard the statistic that only 2% of all tenured professors in the United States are Black women. And when I heard that statistic, first of all, I was pissed off. But I mean, America, not surprised. But literally, I was like, okay, I need to add to that number. Like, just hearing that stat made me shift my goal from, I'm just going to do 3 years and bounce, to, no, I'm going to get tenure, because why can't I as a Black woman? That is what I mean by being a high achiever, okay? We give ourselves these milestones and deadlines and things to hit because we're just always going. And I feel like I have to caveat here and say, that being said, don't play with me. My boundaries are strong. Your girl knows how to rest, how to nap, how to sleep. I'm not burnt out. But I wanted to explain what I meant by a high achieving woman, because if you're listening to this, I want to make sure it's right for you in terms of the sabotages I'm going to, is that even a word? Sabotages? I don't know. But the things I'm going to share, I want to make sure they resonate for you. So I want you to hear if like this is you, that definition, high achiever, what does it mean? So that's how I define it. And what I've also seen is that when I have clients who are high achievers come to work with me, usually the vast majority of my clients are coming to me because the problem they need solved is they don't like their job anymore. They want to pivot into a more fulfilling career, but they have no idea what else they can do, how to start, how to make the pivot. That's why they hire me as a coach. Now, that is the main problem I help women solve. I've helped some women, you know, land promotions. I've helped some women who knew the job, but just needed help with the job search. We've done that. I've even helped a couple of clients with like leading their teams, right? So I work in those four buckets when I think of the problems I solve. But the biggest one is I want to pivot because I don't like my job, but I have no idea what else I can do. And 90% of the time, when women come to me with that problem, they have already tried everything under the sun to try to solve that problem. They have taken the free test online. They have read the career books and the self-help books. They have listened to the podcast episodes. They have, you know, asked their friends and families what they're good at. They've even tried changing jobs within their company because they thought that would make it better. They've asked for more responsibilities to make their career better. They have worked with the resume writer. They've worked with another career coach. They've, at this point now, talked to ChatGPT. They've updated their LinkedIn, literally. They're not sitting there just saying, oh, I hate my job, life sucks. They have tried everything under the sun and nothing has worked. And here's what I want you to consider if any of that is sounding like you right now. The very thing that has made you successful in your career as a professional woman, your ability to figure things out on your own, is the exact same thing that is sabotaging your career pivot right now. That is what we're going to talk about in this episode. You are the person that knows how to get things done. And so when your career is no longer working, your brain is like, duh, let's figure it out and make my career work. And that very characteristic that has made you successful in your career, shine bright, get the awards, the accolades, all of that is the very same thing that is sabotaging your ability to pivot into something else right now. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to share specifically the three ways that high achieving women sabotage their career pivot when they're trying to go it alone and solve the problem alone because they are used to doing that. And so I'm hoping that by the end of this episode, you'll understand how support can switch off each of those sabotages so that you can have a successful career pivot. But first, why are we like this? Let me start from there. Why do high achieving women default to I will figure it out myself? Don't let you be also a Black woman. Oh my goodness. Like Superwoman, you got the cape on. You are doing everything by yourself. And I have noticed patterns that I think leads this to be the default. Some of this is from working with clients, but again, some of this is just because a lot of my clients are like me, like from myself. We just want to do everything. First is you're a problem solver. Like literally, like that is who you are. That is who you have identified yourself as. You have built your career on being the person who figures it out, who gets things done, who doesn't need help, who doesn't wait for other people to do it for them. You're the one who's like, look, it's faster for me to just do it myself than to show you how to do it. You have this high achiever identity of, look, I'm going to do it by myself. So when your career is not working, then duh, you're like, I'm going to do it by myself to figure it out. The other thing is that comes with that mindset is this like independence narrative where in your head, if you need help, then it means you're not capable, right? Like, it's like, wait, but I'm successful in my career. I'm good at what I do. So if my career is not working out, I should be able to handle it myself. I don't need support. Needing support can feel to your brain like you're saying that you're not capable of figuring out your career on your own. And as a high achiever, that goes against everything you believe about yourself. Like, what do you mean by I can't? There's a problem that I cannot solve? What? And it's my own career? It's not like you're telling me to look under a car hood or something, which I'm like, okay, if I can't figure out my car, I'm going to go to the mechanic. They'll do it. But my own career that I've been in for 8 years now, for 10 years, for 15 years, I can't figure out my own career. What is the problem here? Like, that's what your brain is doing. And I think there's also the unspoken part that I'll say out loud is also just, we don't want to pay for support. right? Like, if we're being honest, there's also that thought of, I've already invested time, energy, emotions into trying to figure out my career. I don't want to pay somebody money. Can I even afford to make that investment? The idea of paying for help feels so unnecessary when, to your brain, you should be able to do it by yourself. If any of that, again, sounds like you, this is probably why you are trying so hard to DIY your career, pivot on your own, because in your head, that is just who you are. You figure things out, you solve problems, and it makes sense, okay? I want you to know that it makes sense. I resonate with that because there are some problems where I'm like, I'm going to white knuckle myself to success, and finally, I'm like, girl, you can't do this by yourself. And I really want you to recognize that trying to career pivot alone is sabotaging your ability to career pivot. Okay, so let's talk about the three specific ways that trying to make your career pivot alone is keeping you from being able to make that career pivot that you want to make. So the first way that you can sabotage your ability to have a successful career pivot is that you waste time trying to solve the wrong problem. You waste time trying to solve the wrong problem because the pattern I'll see is, okay, you're not happy in your job, or, you know, you don't like your manager, you don't like your work, you don't like your industry, whatever it is, it's not fulfilling anymore. So you're trying to figure out, okay, how do I solve this problem immediately? Like, we as high achievers often have this execution mindset. Like, okay, there's a problem. Find the solution, execute on the solution, problem solved. So when you're stuck in your career, you do what you've always done. Identify a problem and take action, execute on something to solve it. And a lot of times when we are having career conversations, execution often looks the same, to be honest, right? Execution is things like resume writer, LinkedIn, interview skills, right? Negotiation skills. It's, oh, I need a better resume. I need a LinkedIn. Like, that's what execution looks like. It's the job search tactics. The problem with that is that you are solving for tactics when your real problem is clarity. Remember what I said at the beginning of this episode? You know that you don't like your job, but you have no idea what else you can do, right? So you cannot do all those tactics of resume, application, LinkedIn, interview, if you don't know what you're applying for or what you're trying to do, right? So if you don't like your job and you don't even know what else you could do that would feel fulfilling, you don't have a resume problem. You have a clarity problem. You have a career clarity problem. A resume writer can't help you with that. A LinkedIn optimizer can't help you with that. An interview coach cannot help you with that. And sometimes in trying to execute fast, we pay for the wrong kind of support. Because again, like I said, most of my clients have tried everything. They've even worked with a career coach. So yes, in those cases, you didn't try to go it alone because you might be listening and thinking, okay, but I got somebody else to write my resume. I asked a career coach for help. I asked somebody else to do my LinkedIn and I'm still stuck. Okay, the problem here is that because you are a high achiever, you tried to diagnose the problem by yourself. Even that in itself is a form of wasting time and sabotaging. Sometimes you need a career expert to tell you what the problem is even. Whether or not that is the person who helps you solve the problem, you still can't. It's like your body's hurting, your chest is hurting, your chest feels tight, and you're just like, okay, I'm having heartburn, when you've never felt the sensation before. It keeps going. You take, what is that pink thing? Pepto-Bismol. Your chest still feels weird and tingly. You're like, okay, it's time to go to the doctor. Then the doctor diagnoses what the problem is and tells you the solution. It is the same thing with your career. You need somebody oftentimes to hear, okay, what are you struggling with? What have you tried? What is not working? To say, oh, here's what the problem actually is. And here's how you should solve it. So even sometimes in trying to get support, you're still sabotaging yourself because you're getting the wrong kind of support. You don't first find out what the problem is from an expert before you hired someone. And most resume writers, if you come to somebody, a resume writer, and you say, I need a new resume, they're going to write you one. They're not going to ask, is this the job that you want to apply for? Because that's not their job. Their job is to give you a resume for the job you asked for. So if you go to them and you say, I want a program manager job and I need you to help me build a resume for that, it's not a resume writer's job to say, are you sure you want to be a program manager? No. Their job is to say, okay, give me your history. I'll write you a resume. Here you go. Boom, bam, done. So when you are trying to solve the wrong problem, you find that you spend money and time on the wrong solutions. You might even think that you're getting support, but you're not getting support for the actual problem that's keeping you stuck and unhappy in your career. And 6 months later, 3 months later, you're still stuck, unhappy in your career, just with a nicer resume or a nicer LinkedIn profile. And honestly, even beyond hiring the wrong kind of help, if you're a high achiever and you've been unhappy in your career, you're also just like Googling strategies, how to make a career pivot options for me. You're listening to the podcast, you're reading the books, you're taking the free assessment. But while you are consuming all these strategies online, you have no way of figuring out if these strategies are right for your unique situation. Because again, how do you know if you're solving the right problem or the wrong problem? And so this all compounds because when you go out and research a strategy and then you try the strategy, but it doesn't work, you're still stuck in your career, you don't know what you can do, you're still unhappy. Now, you don't know if you're still stuck because the strategy was wrong for you, or if it's because you executed the strategy in the wrong way, or if you were just solving the wrong problem to begin with. And so usually what happens is you try another strategy and another strategy and another strategy, and you look up and it's been a year and you're still stuck and unhappy in your career. This just wastes time. Like if you look at your own track record, you probably realize that you've been trying to solve this career problem for 12 months minimum. I think of a client that I just started working with, literally maybe like a couple of weeks ago. And I had asked, it's something I always, so before I start working with a client, we always get on what I call a career clarity call. It's a free call where I talk through, okay, what's happening in your career? Why are you unhappy? What have you tried? What hasn't worked? And then I share how I will specifically help you reach your career goals. And one of the questions I always ask just to gauge what we're, you know, what we're doing is like, why now? Like, why is now the time that you're ready to make an investment to hit your career goals? And this client that I just started working with, she was talking about how last February, she had made just like a video recording for herself about her career, and she was unhappy and she was talking about all the things she was unhappy in. And then this February, she watched that video and realized that nothing had changed. She was still feeling unhappy. Management was still crappy. She still had no idea what she could do. And it was like, okay, it's legit been a year now. I need help. Like that was a wake-up call for her of, okay, at this point, the environment has to change, but I don't know how to change that. And that's what I want you to like, just pause and think about for yourself. How long have you been wasting time trying strategies that are not working for you? Solving the wrong problem, doing things that make you feel like you should have a result, but you just end up feeling deflated because it doesn't give you that result that you want, which is career fulfillment. When you pause and get support, usually I'm thinking of a career coach specifically. A career coach that specializes in career development can help you diagnose the actual problem. Do you need clarity? Do you need positioning? Do you need interview skills, negotiation strategy? Like, what is the problem that we need to solve? And then give you the right strategy for your specific situation and even tailor that strategy to what makes sense for your season of life, right? It's not enough to just say, oh, yeah, reach out to people to find a job. What makes sense for your industry, for your role, for your communication style? When you get support, you stop guessing at what the problem is, you stop guessing at how to solve the problem, and you stop wasting time on solutions that were just never going to work for you because you were solving the wrong problem anyway. And I think something I want to add here before I move on to the second sabotage is that a lot of times high achievers don't recognize that career decision making and career development is an entire field by itself. Like people are trained in this field. I have studied career development theories. I have been trained on delivering career development assessment. I have done research on career development, right? Like we publish on this. We have conferences around this. We present around this. There are things that were taught, skills that were taught. This is an entire industry. So when you are trying to solve a career problem and usually you're beating yourself up because you're like, why is this strategy not working? What you don't realize is that it's not because you're not as competent as you think you are. It's that you are operating outside of your zone of genius. This is not your area of expertise. Your area of expertise is research or program management, teaching, accounting. That is your zone of genius. Mine is career. Like, literally, I have a master's and a PhD around, like, my thesis, my career, my PhD dissertation was around career development. The article I said I won an award for was around career development, right? So sometimes we think, this is how I've always thought that we think that just because you have a career, you should be able to figure it out on your own. And that would be like me saying, okay, because I have a brain, I should be able to do brain surgery. It doesn't work that way. Like, when something is wrong with your body, you go to a doctor, not a personal trainer. A doctor. When you want to go lose weight, you go to a personal trainer. When you want to get better at your finances, you go to a financial advisor. Career is the same way. You need to go to an expert that can be like, here's the actual problem. Here's the strategy to solve it. Okay. So that is the first sabotage that I often see high achieving women fall into, is wasting time solving the wrong problem and trying the wrong strategy. Hey, if you are unhappy in your career right now, whether you are not sure what your next move is, you've tried to make a change and it hasn't worked, or you just know something needs to shift, but you don't know where to start, I want to invite you to schedule a free career clarity call with me. On this call, we'll get to the root of what is keeping you stuck in your career, and I will show you the 3 specific ways I can help you hit your career goals. You can go to hercareerdoctor.com/call to schedule your career clarity call today. Now let's get back to the episode. The second sabotage, or the second way that trying to career pivot by yourself can sabotage your ability to pivot, is that your blind spots will cause you to make costly mistakes that keep you stuck in that job you hate. Let me say that one again. Your blind spots will cause you to make expensive, costly mistakes that keep you stuck in that job you hate. Because as a high achiever, you are probably, you have this sense of feeling like you're very self-aware, right? Like, whether it's because you've been in therapy, maybe you've had mentors, you journal often, you're often, you know, reflecting on your work. How could I have done that presentation differently? How could I have led that meeting differently? So you believe that you can evaluate yourself and your performance pretty well. You feel like you have a high level of self-awareness. The problem, though, is that you often cannot see yourself objectively when it comes to your career. We all have blind spots. Even after years and years of me doing this work, I still have coaches. Like, I am always under a coach, meaning like I'm always paying a coach to help me in what is my career right now, which is my business, or setting up peer masterminds with coworkers. Well, when I say coworkers, I mean like other peer coaches where we can talk strategy and hold each other accountable. We all have blind spots, and you cannot see yourself objectively when it comes to your blind spot. And here's the analogy. Here's how I want you to think about it. Think about if you drive, when you're driving a car, right? If somebody is in your blind spot and you don't know that they are there, let's say you're on the highway, you're driving on the highway, you're in the left lane, you want to go to the middle lane, and you didn't check your blind spot. You just started changing lanes, but somebody was in your blind spot. Usually what happens is you end up in a car accident, right? Like, you might hit them if they don't react fast enough, and it's just a bad outcome. That is how I think of making a career pivot without support. When you cannot see your blind spot and nobody is checking your blind spots for you, you have a much higher likelihood of having a bad outcome. And in the career space, I think of bad outcomes as another job that you don't like, essentially, or staying stuck in a job that you don't like, or getting underballed, like lowballed with the compensation, right? An outcome that has wasted your time, is leaving you still miserable, and just makes you feel even more stuck in a job that you hate. And when I think of making career pivot, this is specifically if you're mid-career, so 10 or more years in your career, and you want to pivot, there are 3 specific blind spots that can cause you to make those expensive mistakes I was talking about. The first blind spot is that you can't see your own transferable skills. You've been doing your job for so long that you are conflating your work tasks with your skills. You think that what you do is common or basic or just part of the job where everybody can do it. But somebody outside of you can say, hold on, that is actually a skill that will transfer to other industries. Without that perspective, you usually will end up applying for roles that you are either over or under qualified for, or you just don't apply for roles that you're a perfect fit for. Which brings me to the second blind spot that you usually avoid, which is that you cannot challenge your own limiting beliefs. I cannot tell you how much of the career pivot game is your mindset. The thoughts you tell yourself, the stories you tell yourself, the beliefs you have, they will drive your actions and your actions will drive your outcomes. You right now are considering a pivot and you have thoughts running through your head like, I'm not qualified enough. I don't have the right experience. I'm too old to start over. Nobody else will pay me this much. I can't do anything different than what I've always done in my career. Those thoughts are running through your head. And you cannot effectively challenge your own thoughts because you believe them. That's why they're in your head in the first place. This is your belief system. When you don't have someone who can challenge those beliefs, you will talk yourself out of opportunities that you are perfectly qualified for. Like, I cannot tell you how many times I have been working with a client who almost talked themselves out of applying for a job that they were perfectly qualified for. It wasn't until they, like in the call, they'll say something like, oh, I thought about applying for that job, but I didn't. And I'm like, oh, how come? Oh, I didn't think I was qualified. Okay, show me the job. And I'm reading the job and I'm like, okay, tell me what you can't do on here. And they'll mention one thing. And they'll start laughing because they know what I'm going to say next. They know, like, girl, you're more than qualified for this job. What are we talking about? But before bringing it to a coaching session, their brain was telling them, no, you can't do this job. In fact, just yesterday, I had a client who told me she has an initial screening for a role. And when I asked her, I thought it was a different role. She said, no, it's actually a different role that she applied for. And the only reason she applied was because she had me in her head telling her to give it a shot. Literally, just because in a previous session, at least twice, she and I had gone through this twice where she thought she was not qualified for a job. We would pull it up. I'm like, girl, you are qualified. And so it's like she's been coached so much that now when she came across another job that she initially wasn't going to apply for, she remembered my words that had challenged her beliefs and she applied for it. And now she has a screening. Now, this was just yesterday. I don't know if she's going to get this job or not, but at least she applied and she's moving one step closer. This is what I mean by you can't challenge your own limiting beliefs. When you don't have outside perspective, you hold yourself back from certain opportunities, which sabotages your own ability to make a career pivot. And then the third blind spot was that you also cannot objectively evaluate if an opportunity is right for you or not. When you feel stuck in a job that you hate, you are usually operating in what I teach my clients, which is called your desperate energy. And desperate energy is where like every job looks good. You're just trying to get out. You're willing to do anything at this point. Or when you're feeling discouraged and afraid, every job feels like too big of a risk. So you're either taking everything or you're taking nothing because you don't know how to evaluate, is this the right job? Does it match my values? Am I interested in this job? Do I have the skills that qualifies me for this job? You're not in the headspace to do that evaluation. Usually when you have support, you have someone that can say, okay, hold on, based on what we've talked about in the past, this job doesn't make sense, or this job doesn't align, or tell me more about trying to go for this role, that will cause you to pause and really think through, oh, is this an opportunity that makes sense for my career or not? Because when you are not seeing these blind spots, you may end up taking a new job that just makes you miserable again, or you're, again, applying for roles you're under or overqualified for because you don't see your own value, or you just give up on opportunities that you were perfectly qualified for. And so every time you make one of these mistakes, whether it's the transferable skill mistake or the opportunity mistake or the mindset mistake, you're adding time to your pivot. But when you make these costly mistakes, your pivot takes longer. The longer it takes, the more it chips away at your confidence. the more it chips away at your confidence, the more you start doubting and wondering if you can even be fulfilled in your career. When you get support, a coach can see things about you that you can't see about yourself. They can help you check those blind spots, help you just gut check the actions that you're taking. Like, is that right? Is this what we talked about? How are you positioning yourself? What are your thoughts saying? Let's fix those thoughts before you go into the opportunity. So that's sabotage number two. The first way you can sabotage your career pivot by going it alone was you waste time trying to solve the wrong problem, using the wrong strategies. The second was that your blind spots can cause you to make costly mistakes that keep you stuck. And the three blind spots are not being able to see your transferable skills, not being able to challenge your limiting beliefs, and not being able to objectively evaluate if an opportunity is right for you or not. The third and final way that trying to make your career pivot alone can sabotage your ability to even have a successful pivot is that you stay isolated, which kills your confidence. You stay isolated, which kills your confidence. Look, as a high achiever, your middle name is independence. You are Mrs. I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. You know what I mean? That's the millennial in me just came out real quick. But like, that is you. You are independent to a fault. And mind you, listen, I'm not calling you out. Remember, I told you at the beginning, this is me. Like, every day I'm like, okay, ask your husband for help. He can do things, delegate things, talk to people. I have to remind myself to lean on others. So I'm not saying this as all out. It's just the nature of when you're so used to making things happen for yourself in your career or being a leader, telling people what to do, checking people's work. There's just this sense of, I know what I need to do to be successful. I don't need anybody to validate me, so to speak. Like, it might be nice, but I know when I miss the mark and I know when I hit the mark. But when you don't like your job and you're trying to figure it out alone in terms of figuring out what will be fulfilling for you, you usually stay isolated. Because what I've seen happen, and this was actually my own story specifically, when you don't like your job and you look around, what I've seen happen is that it almost always feels like everybody else around you has it figured out. Like, they're doing well in their career. They know what they're doing. They have it together. And I remember when I was in my healthcare data entry job where I felt this way, that then led me to start thinking, am I not smart enough? Am I not good enough? Like, do I not know what I'm doing? Especially because for me, this was right after I had gotten my bachelor's degree, my very first degree. So then it was like, did I get that degree for nothing? Like, why can't I figure out what I want to do in my career? Isolation makes you start doubting yourself because you look outward and you think everybody else has it together. Like, you think you're the only one who's stuck. You're the only one who's unhappy. You're the only one who doesn't know what to do next. And that isolation starts making you doubt yourself and thinking something is wrong with you and thinking that you cannot be happy and fulfilled in your career. And this leads to this very dangerous spiral that I think of, where it's like the longer you stay isolated, the more you doubt yourself. And then the more you doubt yourself, the less action you take to leave that miserable job. And then the less action you take to leave that miserable job, the longer you stay stuck and isolated. And it's a cycle that perpetuates and sabotages your ability to pivot into something more fulfilling. Meanwhile, when you get the right kind of support that involves community with other women who are on this journey with you, you start to see, oh, I'm not alone. Other women are struggling with similar fears. They're asking similar questions. We are all navigating similar challenges together. And that alone, just that feeling of I'm not alone, can give you the confidence to keep going. And when I say community, I am not talking about your friends and family. Because while, yes, your loved ones mean well, they don't understand what you're going through. It's just not the same. I can't tell you how many women have been like, well, my loved ones are like, at least you have a good job. Why are you complaining? Or they're like, girl, you really want to leave that good job? At least your bills are paid. Like, they don't understand that feeling of dread when you wake up every morning. That feeling like you're not living up to your full potential and that your brain cells are wasting away and that you're being undervalued and underpaid and that you're unhappy. And every day you go to work, you're using all your energy just trying to survive in that job. They don't get it. They're not living your reality. And your coworkers might relate, but they're stuck too. Like, you need to be around other women who are actively, that is the key word, actively on this journey with you, figuring it out, taking action, moving forward. Think of my group coaching program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. Whenever a woman is done and I have a conversation with her about the program, her results, and I'll ask like what parts of the program helped you, I cannot tell you how many women were like, the group. I love the group format. I love just being around my peers, being around other women. Like women in my group are like sharing resources with each other, reaching out to each other in our community to encourage one another. That keeps you going when you have that kind of community. So it's important to recognize that when you try to DIY your career pivot alone, it isolates you, and that isolation will kill your confidence. So those are the three ways that trying to solve your career pivot on your own can sabotage your ability to make a career pivot. When you get support and you stop trying to do this alone and stop trying to DIY it, you find that you stop wasting time because you get strategy that is tailored to your situation. You know exactly what to do next. You're not spinning your wheels. You gain perspective on your blind spots because you have support that can see your value clearly and help you see your value, that can help you challenge your limiting beliefs that have been holding you back and help you evaluate if opportunities are right. When you have support, you build your confidence through community. You're not isolated. You're surrounded by women who are on a similar journey, and you are seeing proof of what is possible because you're watching other women do it. That is the beauty of getting support to help you make your career pivot. And I just really want to emphasize that getting support is not a weakness. Okay, you are still smart, talented, brilliant, accomplished, just in your own space. Career pivot requires a whole new set of skills that you need to learn. And this is what I think is the beautiful thing about getting coached, and at least the way I coach. One thing I always tell my clients is, I want to be the last coach you ever work with because I teach my clients the skill of doing the thing so that in the future, if you are ever stuck again or confused again, you have now developed a skill set that you did not have before, and now you can solve that problem. Right now, you don't have that skill set. You've never made a career pivot before. You don't know how to evaluate opportunities, how to figure out which roles are right, how to talk about your transferable skills. You don't have that skill set. You need support to help you build that skill set so that you can successfully pivot into a more fulfilling career that allows you to live on purpose, thrive in your zone of genius, and get paid well. And so if that sounds like you and you have been trying to do this alone for a while now and you're still stuck, it's time for you to stop sabotaging yourself. Yes, you're capable. Yes, you're brilliant. But with support, you will go so much faster. You will get clarity. You will get strategy. You will get accountability, and you will get community. So if you're ready to stop sabotaging your career pivot by doing it alone, I would love to have a conversation with you. I mentioned this earlier in the episode where I offer a free career clarity call where you get on a call with me so that I can better, remember I talked about diagnosing the problem? That is what this call is for. I can hear your symptoms, right? Like I can hear what's happening in your career, what you've tried, what's not working, and diagnose why you feel stuck. And my goal on the call is to help you make a decision. You'll hear how I can help provide you the support that will help you land a higher paying, more fulfilling career that you genuinely enjoy. So if you're ready to stop wasting time and stop sabotaging yourself, you can go to hercareerdoctor.com/call, C-A-L-L, hercareerdoctor.com/call, and schedule that free career clarity call with me. And you can usually find that link in the episode show notes or description below. Again, it's hercareerdoctor.com/call. Thank you for listening to this episode. As usual, I hope you found it helpful and that it helped you see how you might have been holding your own self back in your pivot. And I will catch you on the next episode.